Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Hey, gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We are so glad you had a chance to tune in today. Want to tell you something right from the start. Go to our website, thelifeofagent.com. You can pick up a free copy of the ebook or the audiobook entitled The Life of a Gentleman. This is over a 140-page guide that gives you all kinds of information on dressing like a classic man, how you can save money on your clothing when you go shopping, how you can increase your credit score, all kinds of great information that every gentleman needs to put into play. That's our free gift to you just for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to our show. And today we have a very exciting episode for you. I am sure that you're going to enjoy this. We actually are going to have two interviews on this episode, and so you'll get to hear from two brand owners today. And I think they have stories that will inspire you, but also have products that I'm sure you're going to want to check out. Some of them are really, really innovative. So without me rambling on any further, let's get into the show.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman, where we are joined each week by somebody who is making moves in the fashion industry or in the world of entrepreneurship. And today, our guest is doing both. I think you're really going to enjoy this product. So I am going to welcome in Jay. Jay, how's it going today?
Good, Richard, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, definitely. Glad to have you on. Before we get started, tell everyone the name of your company and exactly what is your product.
Yeah, for sure. So my product is FlexCuff, which is also the company name. It is a men's accessory designed to keep rolled up dress shirt sleeves in place and intact without compromising the integrity of your shirt.
Man, that sounds really cool. You know, I'm a guy who during the day I like to roll up my sleeves, and you know, there's a couple of different ways that you can roll up your sleeves that are kind of decent, but your product is changing the game because this looks a lot neater, and in my opinion, it adds a level of swag too. I mean, it's really a cool look.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean that's the whole point of it, is to kind of maintain the integrity of the shirt, have a crisp look, and not have to be able to readjust your shirt sleeve throughout the course of the day when you have it rolled up.
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. You know, most businesses are born out of problem solving, and it seems like that was the case with this. So I don't want to assume too much, but how did you come up with this idea exactly?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I was working behind the bar, and my uniform was a dress shirt. And naturally, throughout the course of my shift, I would roll up my sleeves because, you know, moving fast, getting a little overheated, and the sleeves themselves never really stayed in place throughout the shift. So I started with actually putting rubber bands behind the shirt cuff after I folded it back to hold it in place, which, you know, proved to be a bad idea because I started cutting off the circulation of my arm.
Kind of so need that.
yeah, definitely. Especially when working at a bar. But so I started like thinking about, okay, what could be used to keep my sleeves in place? Fast forward to about a couple months later, I transitioned jobs into a desk job where, again, my attire is a dress shirt, and the same problem occurred. I roll up my sleeves, duration of the day, the sleeves would fall down, and then I started really thinking about a design, looking at the shirt cuffs, and I was like, these just need to have some more like flexibility to them, to where you could just, you know, pull back your sleeves like any other normal long sleeve shirt. So again, fast forward to about a year and a half later, I ended up moving to Chicago. That's where I currently live. I'm from Cincinnati. I decided to actually pursue the idea. I met some kid who knew how to cut and sew. He actually came up with a design, both of us did, to where it was the full shirt with the flexible cuff. It was a band that could hook onto the shirt cuff all-in-one. I decided to take the next step and do a Kickstarter campaign for that. It was not fully funded, but I got a lot of positive feedback on the idea, just not the idea of having to purchase a whole shirt in order to have that concept. So I went back to the drawing board, and over the last 2 years, I've been coming up with the separate band design, which I went through a lot of factories, a lot of different prototypes before I finally came up with the final design, which is the current. And then I finally launched my online shop about 6-7 weeks ago, and here I am.
Man, that is awesome. This looks really, really polished for just being launched. You know, the packaging is real slick, and I was on the Instagram also checking it out, and you've got some great images where you show, you know, kind of how the product is used in everyday life. You know, I like the ones where you're, or it might not be you, but the model there is shooting pool or doing push-ups, doing the dishes, looks like, and you can see, you know, all those different things, is times when you roll up your sleeves, you know, and it's staying in place perfectly. So, you know, if you don't mind me asking, what is it made out of exactly? Is it a stretchable material?
It is an elastane band with pleather ends where the buttonhole and button are stitched into.
Okay, so it works with any shirt then, is that right?
Correct. And it rests at about 2¾ inches long, and they can stretch up to about an additional 2 inches.
Great. Now, what's the response been like from people who have got a chance to try it out?
The response has been great. A lot of people, you know, like yourself, have mentioned that, you know, they're always rolling up your sleeves, and this is great for that type of situation whenever you're rolling up your sleeves. So far, so good. FlexCuff has been in 2 monthly subscription boxes over the last 2 months, the Morning Grind Club and the Menswear Club, and I'm hoping to partner up with a couple others as the year goes on.
Oh, nice. That is awesome. That's a good way to get the product out there, too. Definitely like your strategy and like the product. Is there anything you have in store for the future that's similar that we can look for that's coming out soon to kind of complement this product, or different colors maybe?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do a couple different colors. I'm thinking probably a light gray and a beige would be my next color combo that I'd launch. Aside from that, the design is patent pending, so I'm hoping to get it patented and be able to move forward with that as well.
Oh, great. Man, that's a great idea. You never know where it could go from there.
Definitely. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, great move. You know, on this show lately, we've been talking a lot about entrepreneurship and advocating for it. And since you're right in the thick of it, you know, we'd like to just pick your brain for a minute and see what's the benefits been like of starting your own brand and branching out and going for it, as it were.
I'd say the biggest benefit is definitely learn a lot about, you know, not only, you know, what goes into entrepreneurship from a business standpoint, but also you learn a lot about yourself and what you're capable of doing. I'd say that I personally gained a lot more confidence over the last 2 years in terms of bringing this idea to life. So I'd say, there's a lot of growth that comes from trying to start your own brand or own company.
Yeah, personal growth. You can't really put a price on that, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Yeah, I find that to be the case myself. Also a sense of pride, I would think, because when you get feedback from customers that they like your product, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's like the best feeling in the world. And then on the, you know, flip side of things, if somebody isn't interested and doesn't like the idea, the key is to not take it personally, even though it's hard not to, because it is your product. But it's great when somebody really enjoys the product and compliments you on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And when they don't like it, we know that they're absolutely wrong. So
yeah, for sure.
There's something wrong with them anyway. So, we don't sweat that. We just keep moving.
Absolutely, you have to.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the transition been like moving to Chicago? That's a great city. I actually love visiting there. Has that helped out being in a city like that where you can network with others?
I would say so. My network has definitely expanded with a lot of like-minded people, a lot of people that have also started their own brands and companies and are having a lot of success with it, which for me is a great resource to have those types of people in my circle and to lean on when need be.
One of the other things that we've been talking about as far as entrepreneurship is we have to be realistic and realize there are some challenges too. So what advice would you give to somebody who's just getting started, and you know, maybe they kind of been kicked down, as it were, you know, because that does happen. So what advice would you give to any budding entrepreneur?
I would say, definitely, if you're feeling kicked down, don't take it personally and let it keep you down. But also, you know, start small. I think it's a daunting task when you are trying to enter the world of entrepreneurship, because you're looking at it, the big picture, rather than focusing on small details that you need to accomplish first before getting to, you know, that whole end goal.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know, look at the big picture. That's great advice right there in itself, because I always say entrepreneurship's like a roller coaster ride. You know, sometimes you're way up and you have highs, and then there's lows where it just dips down, and you know, and sometimes it's feast or famine. You don't get a lot of sales, and then you don't know what happened. Who knows? And then the next week you're flooded with sales. So, you know, you just got to strap in and enjoy the ride.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about your product. It made me think of another brand that's more established, because this is kind of a casual look, you know, with the sleeves rolled up. And the brand I was thinking about was Untuck It. I don't know if
you... I knew you were going to say that. That's the first thing that everyone says when they find out about Flex Help, is they mention Untuck It. I'm a big fan of Untuck It.
Yeah. I've got a couple Untuck It shirts, and it's really cool, because, you know, if you like a button-up shirt, but you kind of want like a weekend look, or just a chill-out look, man, those shirts are perfect. You know, not to prop them up on your interview, but those, you know, those shirts are cool, you know, because they're like the perfect length. And the thing with my Untuck It shirt, I always roll up my sleeves when I have that thing on. That's why I thought, man, Flex Cuff and Untuck It, it's like you guys are made for each other, man.
Yeah, actually, no, I looked at that for a lot of you know, inspiration when I was putting together, I guess, the branding aspect of Flex Cuff. I definitely looked to Untuck It for a lot of you know, ideas and how I wanted to be perceived.
Yeah, you know what, and that's great, because they have to me a great feel to their brand, if you will. You know, it's just like, it's casual, but yet it's still kind of dressy. And the same thing I see with Flex Cuff is the same vibe, you know, that it gives off.
Definitely.
And I'm definitely want to get my hands on a pair of Flex Cuffs, and yeah, I'll pair it with my Untuck It shirt and just go all the way.
You know? There you go, man. that's perfect.
Hey, you know, Jay, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show and just talking about your products. The biggest thing for me that I feel like about entrepreneurship is, one of the aspects I love is meeting new people.
And
So I'm in Chicago quite a bit. I'm not too far away. I'm your neighbor here in Michigan. And so next time I'm in Chicago, we're going to have to get together and do a photo shoot, or just hang out and talk about entrepreneurship and connect, man. That's one thing I love. So it's been great having you on the show.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'd love that. Hit me up and we'll get together.
Yeah, we'll definitely make that happen. Hey, before you go, though, let everybody know how they can get their pair, and your website and your social media, so that they can jump online and follow you guys.
You can follow us at Flex Cuffs on Instagram, which is spelled FLXCUF, and the online shop is www.flexcuff.com.
All right, everybody, I highly recommend this product. It looks first class, and you just heard it from Jay. He's a first class guy, so you guys are gonna love this.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jay.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, guys? My name is Dennis. Welcome to another episode, Life of the Gentleman. I'll be giving you guys some style tips today. Today's tip of the week is, guess what, guys? It's getting cold out there. So top coats, winter coats, or even fall coats, which is a little bit different than winter coats. So let's get to it.
Sounds good.
Number one, get yourself a nice camel top coat. That's the first coat you should always have, either that or light gray coat. Number two, get yourself a nice leather jacket, any type of leather jacket. But it's got to be fitted, and it can't be too long on the waist. Three, get yourself a nice denim jacket too. The reason why I say that, you say, wait a minute, I could wear my denim in the summer. Yeah, but the way you wear your denim in the summer is way different than you're going to wear your denim in the winter. What I mean by that, guys, is this time, you're going to have a sweater over. This time, you're going to have at least 2 to 3 pieces, you know, that you're going to be layering. So make sure that denim jacket is on point and that leather jacket.
All right, now hold on a minute, Dennis. You've given us about 3 or 4 different coats. Now, what about somebody who's saying, I don't have that kind of money. I can't get all these coats. So you're saying go in order. So the first one we want to get is the camel?
Yeah, the camel is the most important one because it's the most versatile. What I mean by that is it goes with jeans or it goes with whatever it is that you're going to work with. But that's probably the one that you're going to wear the most.
Okay.
It's got to have a nice length to it, and it's got to be good quality. Because at the same time, it's got to keep you warm, but at the same time, you want to be stylish too.
Okay, yeah, so in the fall and winter, these coats kind of serve both functions, looking good and also keeping us warm. Yeah, that is important. I like the tip you gave about layering up with the denim. I'm curious to know how you feel about raincoats and things like that.
Absolutely love it. I treat it the same way I treat a denim jacket. I use it for layering purpose and style. Kind of similar ridge to trench coat, which is also one of my favorite pieces. Also, another jacket that you guys should have, pretty much you need about 3 or 4 for the winter, is a parka. Parka is kind of a jacket that is going to definitely keep you warm, but what guys fail to realize is you can wear it over suits, you know, just in case you guys, you know, you go to work or you wanted to go afterward, but it's really chilly outside, about 20, 10 degrees. Throw that parka over, still keeps your suit looking good and keeps you warm.
Yeah, that is a good look. It definitely is a trendier look, so you have to walk with a little confidence when you're wearing that parka, right?
Oh, yeah, because parka's heavy, so it could overwhelm a lot of guys, but if you wear it in style and confidence, actually it looks pretty great, man. You have a parka yourself, Rich?
I don't have a parka myself. Thought about getting one last year and missed the opportunity to get one, so maybe this year I'll get it. You know, it gets cold in Michigan, so it's something that would come in handy, and the hood would keep my head warm. That's needed.
Exactly. So you kind of get 2 for 1 there. You have the fur hoodie or just the regular hoodie, and plus you have the parka. Now, a lot of the parkas come layers too. So there's actually a jacket underneath the parka. Now, that's why it's so convenient to have that, because you would never be cold again with the parka. And the style is so, like, you could just wear like a dress shirt, Rich, and a tie and your trousers, and then you go to the office and you take off your parka and you're right there with you're ready to work out for you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like the ideas that you threw out there. There was kind of something for everybody, no matter if you want to be a little bit dressy or kind of dress it down and go casual cool. So thanks for these tips, Dennis. Hey, let everybody know how they can follow you and check out some of these looks.
All right, guys. Check me out on Instagram at Dennis_Styles. Now that it's going to get a little bit colder, I'm going to show you a little bit of the visuals of what I'm talking about in this episode of the podcast. So get your jackets ready. Remember, it's always better to get your jackets earlier than later. Sizes run out. The prices, you know, prices is always good now, especially starting November all the way through December, January.
Sounds good. Thanks for that tip on how to save a little money, too. Appreciate that. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, SEASON. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus 4 matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, SEASON, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Hey guys, I don't know if you remember on the podcast, this was quite a few weeks ago, but we talked about our favorite pieces of clothing, and everyone kind of chuckled when I said my favorite clothing was the t-shirt, and now I am here to prove it. I have proof that I am not alone. On the line with me, I have Matthew from Fresh Clean Teas. Matthew, welcome to the show, and also Melissa, welcome to the show as well.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate you having us, and you know what? T-shirts are our favorite fashion item as well.
True.
I can totally understand why. It's such an essential part of your wardrobe. Whether you have a shirt on over it or you're just going out sporting a t-shirt, I like to be comfortable. And for me, comfort starts with my undergarments. And so when we had that discussion on the podcast, I said t-shirts and a couple people chuckled. But you guys have an awesome company called Fresh Clean Teas. And so what I'd love for you to do is just kind of dive in and just give us an overview of what exactly is the company and what do you sell and what do you offer? Well, I got an idea. It's t-shirts. But
awesome. Well, so the company is called Fresh Clean Teas. It's freshcleanteas.com. And we are a subscription service for men's t-shirts. I'm sure your listeners are very familiar with, you know, all of the, you know, hundreds of great subscription boxes that are out there. We are a little bit different. We were more in the vein of a Dollar Shave Club, where we're really providing you with your basics at a level or a frequency that really makes sense for you. So we offer our subscription at, you can get 3 t-shirts either monthly, you can get them bi-monthly, and you can get them quarterly. And honestly, if you don't want to subscribe at all, you can kind of order one of our 5 packs from the one-time shop. But once you're on the site, you choose your frequency. It's really fun because you have 6 style preferences to choose from. So me, for example, I wear all black t-shirts pretty much all the time. So I would go in there and select all black, and I'd get 3 all black t-shirts. You can choose if you want crew neck, if you want v-neck, if you want a mix of crew neck and v-neck, some of our other style preferences. Obviously, we offer all white. That's really, you know, it's a fashion staple for most guys. Every guy needs great white t-shirts. But we also offer, you know, packages that include gray t-shirts, and, you know, we have an all-color package, so you're getting kind of a surprise of 3 colors every month, which a lot of our customers really love that as well. So that's really the
something for everyone.
Exactly. T-shirts for every guy, t-shirts for every occasion, whether it's, you know, you mentioned wearing it as an undershirt, or just kind of wearing it on its own, or under a suit jacket. So these t-shirts are definitely a step up from your undershirts, from your typical undershirts, and they're great for really every occasion.
Yeah, I like that. It sounds like it's super convenient, as well as, you know, you can be stylish. I like that you can mix up the different colors. But how did you guys come up with this idea? You know, you mentioned Dollar Shave Club, and that's a cool service. I actually get their razors and stuff like that because for the convenience factor. Is that one of the things that led you down the path of thinking, hey, t-shirts, same kind of idea?
Definitely. We're subscribers to Dollar Shave Club as well, but we wanted to offer something that everybody needed and needed on a regular basis. We didn't really want to reinvent the wheel. We just wanted to give people exactly what they need and in a manner of how they could get it conveniently.
Yeah, and when we were coming up, the idea actually stemmed from a little vacation that the two of us were taking, and Melissa has worked for years in men's apparel and in the surf industry with brands like Hurley and Billabong, Pacific Sun, and my background has always been in the marketing side and creative, and so we were trying to figure out like a fun little business to kind of do on the side. We started thinking about the subscription space because one of the companies Melissa worked for was this giant screen printer who had some clients like Tough Mudder and Disney, and I became the t-shirt guinea pig for many of the clients. So Melissa would come home with a batch of different just blank t-shirts, and because she knew that was basically all I wore, I would wear them, test them, and say, this one's a go, this one is definitely terrible, this one could use some work. So that's really kind of where the business stemmed. And when I started finding a few of the shirts that I thought were great, Melissa would actually order them for me wholesale. And I love being able to go into my closet and know that all the t-shirts were, whether it was like a red crew neck or a white v-neck, it was going to fit the same way and it was going to feel the same way. We both thought, like, what if we could make this available to other guys? What if we could find a way where guys could look into their closet and essentially every t-shirt in their closet is their favorite t-shirt. And so that's what we've really tried to do when we put together and have put together Fresh Clean Tees, is ensuring that navy blue pocket V-neck that we're going to send you is going to fit the same way as the black crew neck that you're used to. And so I think that, you know, that consistency and that level of just comfort of knowing that the shirt's going to fit and look the same way no matter what color or style it is, that's really where this business, you know, took off for us.
It makes a lot of sense, and it's great that you had that background and able to get things rolling that way. I really love the idea. You know, I mentioned the convenience and some of the fashion factor, but I happen to notice on your website, you guys are really getting a lot of great buzz. Saw you were featured on Us Weekly, BuzzFeed. How has that been? I mean, I take it that people just really latched onto this idea pretty quickly.
Well, I give both the BuzzFeed and Us Weekly, I give all the credit to Melissa on that front. You know, when you're starting a business on your own, as I'm sure you know, you have to do everything yourself. And you have to really kind of grind it out and hustle. And she was just kind of cold emailing.
I spent about 3 days emailing every editor of every magazine, publication, BuzzFeed, everyone I could possibly get a hold of, and I just sent out some information and kind of saw what happened with it.
Yeah,
man, that's awesome.
Yeah, luckily BuzzFeed and Us Weekly, we've also been featured in SI.com and a few other, actually, Father's Day gift guides have written about us as well. And so it's just all about just getting your product out there and getting the t-shirt into as many hands as possible.
Had a couple of professional athletes put them on, and, you know, and anyone we can get our shirts on. Once they put them on, they don't take them off.
Yeah, you know, it seems like they're really high quality. I think that makes a difference. Like you said, sometimes you go to a store and grab a pack of, I don't want to say the name, but, you know, you grab a 3-pack or 5-pack. And it's you know, it's not the experience that you get when you're talking about Fresh Clean Tees, right? It's a big difference.
Absolutely.
I think our guys love the convenience. You know, it shows up at your doorstep, you open the box, the bag, and there they are. You're ready to roll. You didn't have to really do any work.
And the funny thing is, you know, when people are first looking at the site and they're kind of making their initial decisions, they think, well, you know, I don't really need t-shirts every month, right? I don't need 3 t-shirts every month. And that's fine. A lot of guys don't need 3 t-shirts every month. And we have a lot of members that start out as quarterly members, so they're only getting a pack of Fresh Clean Tees every 3 months. And so what we love to see is the guys that get that first Fresh Clean Tees quarterly shipment, and, you know, a few days later we see that they shifted from quarterly to monthly, and we get like a little email basically saying, I wasn't expecting the t-shirts to be this nice. Now I'm just stoked to get more and just completely replace my drawer or my closet with Fresh Clean Tees.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. You know, I think everybody likes a premium product. Once you get your hands on a good thing, you guys are building some brand loyalty. You gotta love that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, a t-shirt, it's a weird thing, right? The price point has to be just right, as you said. You want to have a premium t-shirt, but at the same time, you don't really want to pay like $40 for a single white t-shirt or a single black t-shirt, unless that's like really, really nice and you know you're only going to wear it like for special occasions. But if you're wearing them every day, you know, you need that t-shirt to be somewhat affordable. And so that's why we really kind of tried to kind of hit that sweet spot right in the middle where, yeah, they might be a tad more expensive than those 5-packs that you can find at a department store that you mentioned. But at the same time, the quality is much closer to those $25, $30 t-shirts than you'd get. So we really try to kind of walk that thin line between just that right value of a great fitting quality t-shirt, but it's not going to break the bank at the end of the month.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned something right there at the end. You said great fitting. That's another aspect. I noticed in the pictures that the t-shirts fit really well, kind of more of a modern fit. They're not all baggy and blowing in the wind, you know what I mean? So I think that look is out, you know? So the fact that you guys have the right fit too is a big bonus, especially when you're talking about stepping out and living the life of a gentleman like we do on this podcast. We don't want to look disheveled. So this is a perfect, perfect look.
We have a lot of guys that ask, like, you know, are these slim fitting? Are they
athletic? Are they boxy? They're definitely not boxy. I say they're somewhere between a slim and athletic. Some of the guys will just size up or size down depending how they want the shirt to fit. You know, some guys like them a little bit looser, and some guys like them to be, like, really slim.
And that's the other great thing about our subscription service is when you get that first set of three t-shirts, if that size is a little too big or a little too snug for you, if maybe you want a tighter fitting shirt, the largest a little too baggy, we do full free exchanges for those shirts on your first month. So
yeah.
It really is a can't lose proposition because you get those shirts in, you don't need to worry about, like, oh, they don't fit, you know, I need to wear them still. And so that fit has always been a big part of our DNA. And we try to tell guys too, there's a lot of guys that ask, like, oh, are they 100% cotton? And our shirts are actually a cotton poly blend. And we try to, like, drill home the idea that just because the shirt has poly in it, like, poly is not a bad thing anymore. It's not like we're not in the 70s anymore.
Right.
You know, poly is just going to look, like, ridiculous. The poly is what helps the shirt keep its shape. It's what helps keep the shirt last.
You know, a little Heather's look, the whole thing. So I think the guys really love our shirt.
No, you know what? You're exactly right. I find that the cotton ones, they stretch out, especially around the neck area. It doesn't look good, but the poly ones, you can wash, you can dry, and put them on again, and they look brand new. So that's great that you have that. I worked in the apparel industry for a while, and so, yeah, I'm familiar with that for sure. Here's something I'm curious about, because there's a lot of people that listen to the show, they have a great idea, but they haven't really dived in and went for it. So let's get some advice from a couple seasoned entrepreneurs like yourself. What would you tell people that might have an idea? How should they pursue it? Or should they?
I definitely think they should go for it. You know, I mean, we sat on the fence for probably the first 6 months or so just talking about the idea. Finally, we said, you know what? Like, we need to get this going. And to be honest, I think the biggest mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make is thinking they need to go raise a ton of money to get their idea off the ground.
Our advice is just don't quit your day job. You know, like, ease your way into it. Do it yourself. Like, do as much of the work as you can yourself. You don't need to go hire a bunch of employees. Like, put your heart and soul into the first year of it. Maybe a little more for some people. And, you know, do as much of it on your own.
Yeah, I mean, we're about 2 years into this journey, and the team is essentially Melissa and myself still. I mean, we've been really fortunate to find some great partners along the way, and that's the other thing. There's so many services and tools and websites and different sort of, especially if you're in the e-commerce space, there's so many things out there that are making this easier for you to just stop thinking about it and just get out there and do it. Hustle, work hard, and just put your heart into it, like Melissa said.
Man, that is some great advice, and I could definitely co-sign that for sure. There's nothing like working with your partner on a project and bringing something to life, and man, I really just love what you guys are doing. So before we wrap up, do me a favor and please let everyone know how they can follow you, connect with you on social media, and of course, one more time, the name of the website so everybody can get on there and pick up some fresh, clean tees for themselves.
Awesome. Well, the website is www.freshcleantees.com. Really simple, tees, T-E-E, freshcleantees.com. And because you guys have been so gracious to have us on the show, we're giving all your listeners 20% off their first order with coupon code GENT20. It's coupon code GENT20 for 20% off that first order. You can catch us on Instagram at Fresh Clean Tees, Twitter at Fresh Clean Tees, and you can search us on Facebook as well. We're everywhere. So definitely we love to hear from all of our members, our one-time shop guys, as well as the subscribers. You know, we love to see the t-shirts on real people. That's like super important to us. So if you're listening, you're a Fresh Clean Tea subscriber, take a selfie and just throw it on Instagram. We want to see what that t-shirt looks like on you.
Hey, that's awesome. And thank you so much for that discount. Guys, you have to use that code GENT20 at checkout. That's 20% off Fresh Clean Tees. Guys, we want to thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And we wish you all the success in the world in the future.
Thank you. Same to you guys. I mean, we love the podcast. We love what you guys are doing. And we're happy to support and help out in any way. So, you know, maybe we can get together again in a couple months.
Yeah, that would be great. We'd love to get an update and talk and maybe just talk some more entrepreneurship, because that's one big thing that we do on the show, and give out some great advice to some people.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much.
Now it's time for the Business Minute. He started working in his family business when he was 15 years old, started a swanky coffee shop in his early 20s, branched off into real estate, owns a commercial cleaning business, and is an entrepreneur through and through. Darius, what gems can you drop today?
Well, in this edition of Business Minute, we're going to talk about something a little personal, and that's called hygiene.
Whoa, okay. Now, what do you have in mind there? You're talking about hygiene. I know it's getting close to flu season. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, actually, I'm talking about keeping yourself clean.
All right, I can see how that can be a problem for some guys. Definitely, for those trying to be a gentleman, this is of high importance. So, Darius, you have our full attention.
Well, hopefully this isn't too touchy of a subject for us gentlemen already, but I'm sure we've all been in a situation where we may be on a subway or we may be in a car and someone's just not quite right, isn't really that fresh. The first thing is, as gentlemen, again, we should all know this, but just as a reminder, we want to always be clean, always taking care of ourselves, always make sure that we're fresh before we leave the house, because it can leave a lasting negative impression if we're not.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, it's kind of funny we have to mention that, but there's still been some times where I've been around people and wow, you know, their hygiene is not up to par, and you're just shaking your head. This is a business environment. You know, it's like, what kind of deals are you going to close when you stink? Yeah, I scratch my head when it comes to this, but I guess there's still some people that need reminders for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unfortunate, but as gentlemen, we want to definitely make sure that we're always fresh. It's not just about smelling good and that type of thing. We want to make sure, when I think of hygiene, it's not only just about brushing your teeth and smelling good and all that, like I said, but also make sure your face is washed, your hair is combed. It looks good, it's straightened out. You know, those are all part of the hygiene thing, you know, nails clipped right. Just try to, as gentlemen, just make sure that your physical appearance is really up to par.
Yeah, I hear that's one thing that ladies in general really pay attention to is, you know, fingernails and haircuts, things like that. And I guess guys, too, to a certain extent, will look at another guy if the guy's in a desperate need of a haircut. You just shake your head and say, man, what's wrong with this guy? You know, take care of yourself. Have a little pride. Hey, you know, speaking of hygiene, though, let me tell you what happened to me. I was in a business environment at a conference setting, and there was someone there. Bumped into him in the restroom. And, you know, that's not a place where, you know, you're making a whole lot of conversation. But as the story goes, you know, I finish up doing what I have to do. I'm washing my hands thoroughly, you know, as a practice. And this quote-unquote bigwig just walks right out of the bathroom without washing his hands. And, man, total gross disrespect for everybody else. And, I mean, and you would think this guy's on a CEO level. And he does that. It shocked me, Darius.
Wow. It just goes to show you that we can all use reminders sometimes, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this guy's, you know, somebody that others are looking up to, and I'm shaking my head. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get out the door, you know, because this guy just took care of some business and didn't wash his hands.
Unbelievable. Well, just to wrap up, whether we're CEOs, gentlemen, or just a guy starting a job, or just a guy looking for a job, or just a guy, just keep yourselves clean, keep that hygiene up, just keep that in the front of your mind. I'm sure all the gentlemen out there already know this, but it's just always a good reminder.
Now, we appreciate those reminders. Something to think about, definitely. Hey, you know, I mentioned at the beginning it's flu season and stuff like that. What do you recommend, or what's your take on guys with hand sanitizer, stuff like that?
I think it's great. I mean, I love it. I know I like to do it too. Keeping your hands clean and keeping your environment clean definitely helps you not get sick. You know, it's one of the first steps in avoiding the flu season the best you can possibly can. can't hurt to stay clean. So I do think it's great to have those hand sanitizers and constantly washing and keeping your hands clean, especially a lot of us have to shake hands a lot with a lot of different people, so it's really good to keep those handy.
Yeah, now next time you're shaking somebody's hand, try to forget that story I just told you, all right?
We'll definitely try to.
All right, we'll talk to you next time, Darius.
All right, sir. Have a great week.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Like we said at the beginning, we are so glad you tuned in, because without you, there is no show. What we're trying to do is connect you with some of the hottest brands that are out there, and also encourage you to get out there and chase after your own dreams as well. So if you enjoyed what you listened to, do us a favor if you would. Jump on iTunes. This will only take a minute of your time. If you could rate, review, and then subscribe to the podcast. And by subscribing, what happens is you'll get new episodes delivered to your phone or device every week. We have a new episode every Monday at 3 p.m., so stay tuned for that. We want to send a special thank you, though, to our guest today who joined us. Also, we want to give a special thank you to our contributors as well. We want to also invite you back next week, because next week we have a special episode where we'll be talking to another brand that I'm sure you're really going to enjoy. Won't tell you what it is, but it's a pretty big deal. I think you guys are going to want to tune in and listen to this. All the great owners of brands that we've had on the past few weeks, we just want to tip our hat to them and thank you for making sure that entrepreneurship is going strong and that people are still being innovative. We love to see that. Keep the new products coming. If you have a brand or if you have a product that you would like to have featured, drop us a line. You can do that on our Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast, or go to our website, thelifeofagent.com, and use the contact form. We look forward to hearing from you. And guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.